Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Dungeons & Dives is brought to you this week by Bespoke Post. The best box you're going to open up is the Bespoke Post box. The box of awesome is filled with carefully chosen gear from the best small brands from around the world. I just got mine
today. You got
today.
Some jams.
I got some jams and jellies. I got a delightful Keen's paste. A chair said I should throw on a quesadilla.
A quesadilla?
With some Keen's paste.
Well, Keen's quesadilla is quite good.
The Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started and be eating like a king like I will be, to get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you.
I got some little sticks. They smelled real good. It was like not incense,
just
but
sticks?
It's like the little sticks that you put them in the room and they make the room smell good.
Was that the only thing in them?
There was like a little thing that you put the sticks in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a diffuser.
A diffuser. That's what it is. It's the sticks that make your room smell good.
Sticks that make it. What are you talking? It's free to join and they release new items every month. They release new flavored sticks every month across a ton of different categories. When you become a member, you have access to seller discounts across a plethora of products too. We're talking about 30% or more sometimes. Plus, with each Box of Awesome, you're supporting small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small up-and-coming brand. You're used to this by now. Free to sign up, skip a month, cancel anytime. Get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code DUNGEONS at checkout. This is such a mystery gift, we don't even know what it is. So tell us what it is. The boxofawesome.com code DUNGEONS for a free mystery gift.
Can I get this mystery gift as a member of the podcast?
Do I have to
sign up for it?
You're going to have to sign up at Box
of
Awesome.
I never want to know something so bad as what this mystery gift is.
Box of Awesome.
It better not be my jean jacket, Bespoke Post. It better not be everyone's getting a copy of my cool jean jacket that I got from Bespoke Post.
Why is it they made it like the Will Campos edition?
I'm already wearing the Will Campos edition.
Boxofawesome.com, code DUNGEONS. Dungeons & Dives is brought to you this week by Greenlight. As your kids are getting older, some things about parenting get easier. Like what?
You don't have to clean their poop out of their butt.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully.
But, Will, you know what is coming up?
What?
Money conversations. And the fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it, and that's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving.
Freddie, I plan on teaching my son everything he needs to know about money by absolutely destroying him in a game of Monopoly that goes for 10 hours.
Well, maybe put away the Monopoly board and go with the Greenlight app, where you can teach your kid how to learn to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games. That's a game. Yeah, it's got games to teach money skills.
Does it have Wall Street Kid on there? I love
in
Wall Street Kid.
In a fun, accessible way.
Hate to break it to you,
Will. Finally, a way to avoid Gen Alpha putting all their money down the skibbity toilet.
The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or reoccurring GATs customized to your family's needs and reward kids. Kids with allowance for a job. Well done. Did you guys get paid an allowance when you were a kid?
Yep.
What was the
allowance?
I had to mow the lawn.
I had to empty the dishwasher, and then, like, that was it, I think, for...
You had to do, Beth?
You just had to mow the lawn.
I had a big lawn. Suburbs.
Big dishwasher.
I just had a lot of chores. It wasn't, like, one chore. It was, like, I just had to do chores.
Yeah, I just had
week.
To, like, clean and
my
stuff.
Parents
yeah.
had kind of Skinner box thing going on where, like, I would just do chores and occasionally I would get to buy something. And that was the real way to keep your kid doing those
you
chores.
You had company script
the,
that they made
the
you
intermittent
in.
Reward thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I learned like a little dog. Yeah.
We go to the mall. Maybe we go to KB Toys. Maybe not.
Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
Sign you up. Tell me there's an easy, convenient way to raise kids?
Financially responsible kids.
Oh, responsible ones. Sign up for Greenlight today and get the first month free when you go to greenlight.com/dungeons. That's greenlight.com/dungeons to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/dungeons. Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Time now for the Fandolin Murder Sports Play of the Day, brought to you by Bullywugs.
Step into your local Bullywugs and try out their new sizzling Smilodon sliders for a limited time only. New location opened up now in Thunder Tree. Hey, your neck of the woods.
Yeah, I'm going to go have to get down there and slam some brewskis with my buds.
Today's play comes from the Meadowshade Four Knights competition. Early game, two zones down, we've got Goose Moose Van Gloose.
Love me the Gloose.
Going toe-to-toe against rookie team the Doodlers, and things do not go well for the downtown drow down in Zone G.
No, sir, they do not. Let's get into the action.
Doodlers here laying low, going for the camping strategy, but Van Gloose is not fooled. Comes in hot with the magic missile. Boom goes the window. Van Gloose sprinting forward, going for the dive, and stop mid-air.
That's the magic of the revisor right there. Doodler Henry Oak trapping Van Gloose in the window by casting Healing Wood. Some lightning quick wordplay, and teammate Glenn Close following that up immediately with a quick cast to hold person, and that drow is going nowhere.
Now here's where things get interesting. Just as Daryl Wilson pivots his son away from the imminent carnage, the Doodlers get locked in a debate about the ethics of murder.
What a quagmire!
Glenn Close sidestepping with a clutch rationalization while Oak and Stampler struggle to seal the deal until...
Boom! Shakalaka! Daryl Wilson takes the lead and blows Van Gloose away. Let's go now to the Bullywugs. Walk this way. Slow-mo kill cam for a closer look.
Check out this teamwork. Right before Grant Wilson turns around, Henry Oak grabbing the smoking shoddy from his old man's hands and Stampler giving him the credit for the kill. Now that's what I call parenting.
With moves like that, it's no wonder a mysterious masked man has stormed into the game to take these Doodlers down.
That's right, no more eye in the sky. All bets are off. Who knows if the Doodlers are getting out of this predicament. You know, all in all, some exciting action there coming out of Meadowshade.
And that's the play of the day. Up next, the latest on the unfortunate Foster Children League's performance-enhancing potion scandal. How young is too young to start using them?
Well, because they're legal, right?
Oh, absolutely legal. I mean, what's the point without
yeah.
them?
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, occasionally a BDSM podcast. Actually, it's a D&D podcast. It's about four dads.
I was just going to say, actually, it's a D&D podcast.
Also, I kind of miss the pseudo BDSM times.
There's been,
what do you mean?
You missed when we had our innocence?
Yeah, there hasn't been a lot of sexy times in a long time. It's been mostly murder.
Guys, give Freddie a break. He's just trying to introduce the world to our podcast.
Here.
They've never listened to it before.
My name is Glenn Close. Nope, it's Freddie Wong, and I play Glenn Close. I made the Will Campus mistake, the rock and roll bard dad of the group. And this week's dad fact about Glenn Close, with the actual Area 51 raid now come and gone, I'm sure we all have UFOs and aliens on the mind. And just a little story about Glenn, specifically about the three UFO videos that got released by fellow rock and roll star Tom DeLonge, a good friend of Glenn Close's, actually. Blink-182 star was responsible for the release of three videos from the U.S. Navy, declassified, titled Fleur One, Gimbal, and Go Fast. Those of you UFO fanatics out there will know.
Is it Sonic, the Go Fast one?
No. So, yeah, that's the one where they actually captured Sonic the Hedgehog on radar.
The upcoming documentary, Jim Carrey.
Here's Glenn Close's hot take on Fleur, Gimbal, and Go Fast. Those are easily explained by a weather balloon or some sort of stationary balloon, some kind of distant jet or some kind of passenger airplane or any of those things. Hence the names, gimbal, et cetera, et cetera. It's like they're secretly telling you what they actually are. The real secret is, why is Tom DeLonge, his fellow rock star, now working for the government to put this interference out there? That's the real conspiracy, folks.
What do they have on Tom?
What do they have on Tom? What do they have on Blink-182 guitarist Tom DeLonge?
They don't have any big things on Tom, but they do have all the small things.
No.
No.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Oh.
We're back, baby.
What's up, everyone? I'm going to take that opportunity to introduce myself. I'm Will Campus. I play Henry Oak, Birkenstock rocking, granola crunching, munchy, hippie natured druid dad. This week's dad fact about Henry Oak is this. We've all heard Henry's favorite TV show. We've all heard Henry's favorite drink. But did you know that Henry's favorite radio station is The Wind? That's right, 103.1 KWND, The Wind. Serving Sam Demas, all the classic cuts from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and more. You're listening to
as the husband, the Wind. As the husband of a classical rock DJ. I mean, you are a walking betrayal.
Yeah,
listening
does it, has
to
Mercedes
O'Carcia
feel
oh,
about
shit,
that?
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
She
literally hosts
I was
radio
so
show.
Excited for my win double trap card reversal.
About your wife.
Okay, all right. All
disgusting.
Right. All right.
Second favorite.
No, it's canon. I
oh,
said
shit.
It.
He all doesn't right. have to patronize his wife by just saying hers is the favorite.
Yeah, you know, they yeah. have a relationship based that's on true. Honesty. He's, yeah. like, he's like,
all right, well, you
she
guys
appreciates
worry about
it because, like, if
divorced.
You said it to her, she would know you're lying because she's seen the look on your yeah. face when the wind is blowing really nicely.
Henry has a very special relationship with the wind. It was the station he listened to in college. It was the station he listened to when he fell in love with Mercedes O'Carcia. Don't you take this from him. It's one of the few great classic rock stations left in that part of California. They've all been bought up by Clear Channel, but 103.1 The Wind still plays the classic cuts. They still let the DJs do what they want.
Okay, cool. My name is Beth May, and I play Ron Stampler, emotionally detached stepfather, and a rogue. Fun fact about Ron is that actually his favorite radio station is Mercedes. Mercedes O'Carcia's station. No. Ron doesn't listen to the radio.
I have never seen Beth this mad in the entire time I've known yeah. her. Like, she's legitimately offended. Then.
Ron feels like an AM radio kind of guy.
Well, he would, he, like, I'm sure he would be, like, looking on his body for antennae to, like, listen to the radio.
I like the idea that Ron's never listened to the radio, and someday somebody steps in the car and just turns it on. And I was like, what the
what?
Hell? What the hell?
Actual, real,
real Beth
canon Ron fact. Is that he had a tummy ache during the first part of the Fortnite, thing. But he was too manly to say anything, so it eventually went away, and that's great.
That's it. Like all good problems, if you're a man, you just sort of bury it yeah. and it eventually disappears.
Exactly.
Hi, my name is Matthew Arnold. I play Daryl Wilson, a stay-at-home coach dad who's now a barbarian in the Forgotten Realms. And a little dad fact about Daryl, since I got that grill. So Daryl loves barbecue, and he still uses his dad's original PK grill, which is an old school charcal grill from the 19. They started in 1952, so he has his dad's grill, which is from 1954, one of the originals. He knows propane's better, but gosh darn it, he knows how to use charcoal just
like
his dad.
These look
like
little UFOs.
Yeah, they're great. They do what they need to do. They heat up, they get hot, and you cook the meat on it. And he loves pork ribs and brisket. He hates both Carol and Grant love chicken, which he thinks is just a big waste of time on the barbecue. Like, why the hell are you cooking bird on the
Did
barbecue?
You say he hates Carol?
No, maybe a Freudian slip. He hates that Carol and Grant like barbecue chicken. The only thing that he likes to eat on the barbecue chicken is the skin, and he's been thinking about that a lot recently.
Yikes.
Hoisted on his own petard. I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your daddy master, and canonically, I'm your dad. I'm also your dad.
some long, awkward conversations with everyone's moms to be had in the upcoming week.
Anthony's had sex with all of your moms.
Yeah, they loved it. Don't get me wrong. It was great. Everybody had a good time.
Everyone, 7 out of 10 at least.
I'm sorry I haven't been around as much. But I'm trying to make do. I'm trying to make better. I'm here now, aren't I?
Honestly, learning that, I'm going to cancel my therapist tomorrow.
I mean, you and I already have maybe the most complicated psychoanalytic relationship two human beings can have. With
we're
me
each other's dads.
Cosplaying as you in a podcast.
Special thing going on this week. Beth has graduated from the Dice Tower, which you've heard in the background of all the previous episodes, to a Dice Tray.
Woo!
This one sent in, actually, by listener John Nicholson. This is a zebra wood laser engraved Dice Tray.
Made from the bones of a zebra.
That's right. Made from dead zebras.
John, this is so cool. Like, I didn't know that it was for me, really. And I like, called dibs on it immediately. I was like, I need this. It's so cool. If I don't score good dice rolls, though, I will blame you. No, I'm just kidding.
Can you roll a d20 on
roll
it?
One.
Just give Let's it the first roll.
First
what,
roll.
What do you get?
Roll. What we got?
Natural 20. Just kidding. It's a 2.
But, I don't like this.
But, John,
thanks for
thank
fucking
you
us, John.
Thank you so much. It's, like, literally, it's beautiful. It's so exquisite.
Will it be enough to tame Beth's wild dice rolls only time?
Probably
will
not.
Tell. By the way, just as a quick shout out, John has a company called Brave Burn Crafted Goods. It's on the internet. Brave Burn, one word. Do a Google search. We also link to it in our Twitter. So thanks very much, John.
Thank you, John.
So to summarize what happened last time, you jumped into a game of Four Knights, which is Fortnite. It's a battle royale game. After Grant explained all the rules to you, you jumped down. You went to the PUBG tavern. You immediately sort of made a little base for yourself.
We found a gun.
You found a gun because you had a really good investigation roll. You found the only gun in this game so far. And then promptly, upon the approach of a dark elf, you used your healing wood spell, which is not a real spell, but you got to use it because of your visor of like alphabetical manipulation. You trapped him in there, then you paralyzed him like a sad Winnie the Pooh, and then Daryl shot it in the face and killed it in one hit. And then Grant stood up and saw Henry Oak holding the smoking gun, and Ron very wisely then said, "What the fuck, Henry?" And so currently Grant thinks that Henry murdered that guy and not his dad.
Shot him in self-defense.
Okay. I feel like we'll leave it to the audience.
Since he's a drow, wouldn't that be elf defense?
Oh, God. No. Oh, boy.
Anyone? Brilliant. Brilliant. Anyone?
Well, you get advantage of Rails 6 D4.
Ha-ha!
First damage we've taken in Fortnite.
Yeah.
I got 3 damage.
2 damage.
I took 3 damage from Will's incredible dad joke.
So Will's got inspiration, so whenever you want, you can spend
it on
advantage.
I gave him 3 out of 4 stars on that dad joke.
Will, couldn't you be satisfied with just your cool healing wood thing? Like, isn't that enough
that
for you for a while?
Last week, my self-esteem has a giant hole in the bottom of it that drains out. And
Will is a professional
refilling.
Writer, and so...
I'm a little concerned that if we have 18 other groups to kill... that Anthony's going to judge us on everyone for being murder and not self-defense.
Yeah, this is part of the
Anthony's
rules of
like,
the game.
You have to kill 18 people. Oh, hello, murderers.
Well, we talked about this last time.
Last Jeez, time. Anthony, what is this, Spec Ops the Line?
Look what you've done.
Yeah, don't you love killing people? You're a pervert for playing this game. Yeah, no, I mean, we were literally talking about this last week. Because I was like, oh no, I need to find some way of making that not happen again, because it made our comedy podcast suddenly very not funny because of the design of it. But then I realized, like, there's literally no way for me to plan for that to not happen, because you're all role-playing as characters that have functioning moral compasses, and Dungeons & Dragons is predicated on the idea that your characters do not.
Like, and because we're all dangerous as people.
Yeah.
So we've got that edge.
Yeah. So I'll try my best to make them all, you know, puppy-stomping Nazis, but we'll just sort of see how it works out. At the end, after you murdered, well, killed in self-defense, maybe, after someone was shot in the face by someone, Greg Proops from Phantom Menace, announcer in the hot air balloon that was over the Fortnite map, was shot down by a rocket. And then a mildly familiar sounding voice picked up the microphone that they had and said that even though normally a Fortnite game can end with a lot of people just sort of hunkering down and waiting for it to end, whoever this guy is determined that he's going to kill you before the game is up. He is not in this to win. He is in this to get rid of all of you.
So he made this murder game even more murderous.
Yeah, but he's clearly the bad guy there, right? I mean, he's coming for you specifically.
Yeah,
well, he also murdered Greg Proops.
Yeah, he murdered 2 innocent. I mean, okay, those announcers are not that innocent.
Can I just say one thing, though? There's one really, really important thing. How did they not get Colin Mochrie and Ryan Stiles to be the two heads of the announcer in Star Wars?
That would have been. That's why Phantom
Greg
Menace
should
was
have
bad.
Fallen on the sword and been like, no, this would be better as a Colin and Ryan joint.
Yeah.
Anyway, we can continue the podcast now. I just wanted to get that off my chest.
If it weren't for that, Phantom Menace would be fucking great.
That was the one flaw in the diamond that is Star Wars The Phantom Menace.
And we've talked about how Phantom Menace is the best of the prequels, right? That's just an objective fact.
The best of the Star Warsies.
Okay, so we're just going to move on.
I would put Phantom Menace above, at the top of the prequels, at the top of the prequels, and at the top of the sequels.
That's insane. You just said a bunch of insane things. I'm going to move on past that. So the 15 minutes has started now. I believe it's Armory, Bomb Makers, Egg Farm, and Ice Cream. A, B, E, and I, those zones, will be filled with poison.
Man, last chance to get ice cream, guys.
Currently, Zone G, the tavern, is not in any danger. But everybody roll perception.
I got a 5.
Oh, yes. Natural 20 perception roll.
I got 12.
I got a 22.
Oh, wow. Jesus. Okay, so Glenn and Henry, with your 20/over 20 rolls, you can see a very buff gray humanoid with a brown cloak over his shoulders, sort of hunched over. I'm looking at a picture of him right now in D&D Beyond, and he's very Solomon Grundy-esque. You see him before he sees you. You basically can see him crest a hill nearby, and he sees the bar, but he can't tell whether or not anyone is inside of it or not.
And he looks like he's hunting for blood, right?
I mean, he's just walking. You can't really tell. He's got
a natural 20. Does it give me any sort of perception into his
intent? Okay, with a natural 20, I'll tell you what items he has. He's got what looks to be a wand with a flaming end. It's not like a torch. It's like a magical wand that's got these little flames that are orbiting around the sides of it. And he's got looks to be a couple of green herbs.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, baby. This guy's my new best friend. Hey, guys. Yeah, I think this guy's got some righteous herb.
All right, so guys, somebody's coming after us. Does anybody recognize that voice?
I don't know. We pissed a lot of people off on this journey of ours. I'm a little worried it could be CERN. Do you think maybe it's CERN?
No, it couldn't be CERN.
All right, I'm not. I can't even bring myself to say the funny thing I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
Are you certain?
I didn't say it. Anthony said it, so we don't take
damage. No, it's okay, Henry. The gal's humor is good in times like this. I appreciate it.
This is, I'm just feeling so many things right now. There is also a fairly large Solomon Grundy-esque gentleman lumbering towards us. Does anyone know the classic DC movie villain character Solomon Grundy, born on a Monday, et cetera, et cetera? He's like a big gray guy, I think. That was a deep poll that Anthony made to say Solomon Grundy. I don't know that people were going to follow along with that.
My bad, guys.
He's like a big, scary looking guy.
Yeah, he's like Frankensteinian. He kind of looks like a Frankenstein's monster dude, but with long white hair.
White hair, silver.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, is he coming towards us? What was he doing?
He is basically looking at the bar. You can see sort of in his head, he's going like, you know, do I go in? Do I explore this? Or it is boarded up. Could people still be inside? Maybe they left. He's like sort of deciding what he's going to do with this, but he's definitely thinking about the bar right now.
So
stay still.
Just everyone should just stay quiet. I think we gotta lay low and observe.
If you don't move, they can't see you.
Okay. He is gonna roll perception, let's say. Ooh, that's a 21. With that good of a perception roll, I think he can just tell that there are multiple people inside.
Does he react to seeing the dead body of Spruce Bigelow.
Important question. Does he still have the pant belt on his face? Is he still just two pairs of pants?
No, we kicked him out of the hole.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I took the holographic belt back.
Oh, okay, so he sees the corpse there. What's he going to do? What kind of bad boy is this? I'm going to give him a wisdom roll to see if he can decide whether or not he's going to go after you. It would be wise to not attack you.
Because we some bad motherfucker.
He did not do well on his wisdom.
Is he a dumb boy?
So he's a dumb boy. So
now
I've sympathized with him.
So he's not like nice dumb. He's like murdery dumb. Okay.
Daryl.
What?
He's coming this way.
Oh, shit.
So what was the plan? We're supposed to lure him in here and then set this place on fire?
I think we're a little late for that. We don't have any booty traps. Booty traps?
Booty traps. Do they play those at the booty trap house? Is that Matt?
Or they play music and sell drugs?
Matthew, booty traps.
Booty traps. It's been a long day, guys. There's a lot been going on right now.
Grant's like, you guys talk about booty traps?
It's more appropriate than booby traps in a way.
That's
true.
Yeah,
if you think about it.
I'm more of a booty trap guy.
I'm more of a personality trap man.
Okay, all right. There's another guy coming.
So Grant looks out the window and he sees the wand on the guy's side and he goes, that's a flame wand. He can basically use it to cast fireball. I've seen that used before.
Oh, fireball we're in a big wood building.
Soaked in alcohol.
Oh!
Hey, Grant.
Yeah, what's
okay,
up, man?
What about the herbs on his belt, though?
I think those are healing herbs.
I guess in some cultures, the Mary Jane has been used as a heal. Okay, all right,
Grant,
sure.
Grant, another question. Okay. Grant.
Yeah.
How quickly can we build stone structures? Like, if you were the one designing the game and you were the dungeon master, like, how do you just say we build it and it pops up like the video game Fortnite? Or is it more like
Is this an enchanted building that's happening? Like, do we just, like, magically suddenly are able to build?
Yeah, the resources are a little bit enchanted. So they do sort of pop up quicker than you imagine, and they are based off of your intention rather than your martial ability with actually, like, building things.
Hey,
like,
this is really handy, Daryl.
But that said, if a guy's looking at us, I mean, it'll take us a couple of minutes to build anything, which means, you know, meta means like 5-10 rounds of combat to like build the thing.
Gentlemen, follow my lead.
What are you gonna do, Henry?
I open the door.
He raises the wand immediately.
I put my arm around Grant and kind of like pull him back a little bit in case something happens.
And say, hey, back off, man. That's Spruce Voos Mangloose. He's the baddest boy in this game, and we just kicked his behind, and there's five of us and one of you.
Ron's voice in the background. There's actually eight of us.
Ron throws his voice like an actor.
We got a whole mess of angry people in here, and we're tough as nails, so if you want to know what's good for you, I'd point that wand elsewhere and maybe join up with us, and we can kick some butt together instead of us duking each other out, you know?
Okay, Ron, roll deception.
It's a natural one curse you, John.
Okay, so because this guy can tell that Ron lied about how many people were inside, you make your intimidation roll at disadvantage. But again, if you want to, you can spend your inspiration to cancel it out.
I'm going to do that. That is a 20.
A 20?
Oh, not geez. A natural 20, 19 plus 1.
Okay, so he'll roll. He got a natural 20. So he goes, nah, I don't think so. And he fires the wand at basically you, actually, directly at you.
Yeah.
So let's
real
see.
Quick, when we passed out on the Fortnite bus, did that count as a rest?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're at full health, right?
Minus the damage you just did to them with your dagger.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I have an idea. If
as
he's doing
fireball.
As the is he casting the fireball?
Well, if you want to get in something beforehand because you saw him coming, I'll say you'll get one, you know, thing. In,
no,
can
at
it.
The exact moment that he cast the fireball.
Tell me what you want to do.
I reach into one of my pockets of one of my pants and I pull out an egg.
I throw it
at the fire, trying to just get a simple fried egg out of it. Nobody gets hurt. No damage is done. There is just a tasty treat at the end of this action.
This was the magic egg.
What magic does it do?
It could have healed you.
This is from...
Yeah, I thought you were going to give it to Henry because he's about to get hit by a fireball. It would have given him,
I thought I could just block the fireball if the egg takes the damage and gets fried instead.
Oh, you know what? Oh, I see. Okay, I see what you're trying to do. So
you're
make
to convert that
like
potential
a top gun,
energy.
Like an anti-missile.
Yeah, you're trying to shoot a missile out of the air with an egg.
Yeah.
It's countermeasures.
Okay, so roll. Give me a ranged attack roll with disadvantage because that's
please
that's
tell
nuts.
Me Ron saw, like way in his past somewhere.
But again, you also have inspiration, so if you want to use that to cancel out the disadvantage, it'll just be a normal sort of ranged attack roll.
I got 3.
Oh, you got 3? Okay, so with your 3, the egg goes sailing through the air. And as he shoots the fireball, like the fireball, when it comes out, it's just a little spark. And then progressively as it comes out, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And there's a moment where it seems like the egg is going to perfectly intersect with it. But then the fireball just sort of keeps going and then just completely fucking incinerates the egg. Like, of course, that didn't work. That would have never worked. No, it would have worked.
No!
Is the egg just gone?
It's incinerated. It's
what
completely
was the egg
gone.
Again? Remind me.
It was a healing.
It was
egg.
A healing thing that you could have taken and like permanently increase your lowest ability score by 1.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, guys, if you want to win a war, you've got to crack some eggs and then lose that war.
Okay.
Beth offered us an egg in this trying time.
So the egg...
Exactly.
The egg is the first thing the fireball hits. The second thing the egg hits is Henry.
Well, hold on. Shouldn't there be like a dexterity save or something?
Yeah, that's here? What I was about to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fucking give me fucking roll.
I'm just saying we've literally never done a dex save in this entire podcast.
No, this is the first
literally
one.
Literally the first one.
Welcome to episode 18, the first dexterity save. Okay, so Will, give me a dexterity saving throw.
22.
Wow. Okay. So that you definitely succeeded. So you, how do you dodge out of the way?
I'm going to do a yoga pose.
Oh my God.
Oh man. Right.
I need it from now on. I always need to ask you guys what you do because that's very good.
What's the yoga pose that gets you out of the way? Of a fireball?
Is it the elevated crab where you like you're backwards like
oh my
and
God.
Raised up?
That's yeah. Like the exorcist. Bray Wyatt.
Yeah. It's like a kind of exorcist move.
So,
so you do like the Neo dodge
the
that
Neo
turns
dodge.
Into the elevated crab.
So yes. Yeah, you do the Neo dodge now. Unfortunately, because of the way fireball works, you still are going to take some damage, but it'll be half of what you normally would take.
Okay.
So it goes right over you, hits the door frame behind you, and explodes. And fire spreads everywhere, and you take...
God. That's a lot of dice rolls I'm hearing.
No, I'm not. That's not even half of them. Just a second.
What?
Wait, what?
There's multiples.
Wow! Jesus!
Oh my God,
what is this?
He's dividing you in half. I only wish the egg had been a better egg.
So just to be clear, it's 8d6.
8d6?
Yeah.
How often can you use... I mean, I guess we'll find out.
Immediately, you see the fucking thing fizzle out.
Oh,
it was a one and done.
I need
to roll 2 more times. Sorry, guys.
What?
It's good thing you dodged it.
Thank Christ you dodged it. I don't know. It still might be horrible because I rolled a 6, a 3, a 6, a 6, a 3, a 4, 1, and a 5. So 17 damage.
Holy Woo. Balls.
You take 17 damage and the bar is now on fire from the front. You all, I assume, are sort of nearish the back, but at every turn it's going to spread further and further and eventually it might take this place down unless you can find a way to extinguish it or get out. So now we should roll initiative because we're actually in combat.
Okay.
Mamma mia.
Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. That's another natural 20 roll for initiative.
Seven.
I think I figured out what's happening is John's dice tower, it's in the words of control, an object of power. And the way it works is that it gives all of Beth's dice energy to our dice rolls.
Actually, I just got a 19. So.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay.
Well,
and I got 7.
I got to workshop this theory some more. I got a 4, technically.
Okay, so the timer just went off, which means that those zones are currently filling with poison. But because we're going into combat mode, that kind of like fucking matrix-wise slows everything down. so that it's not, you know, we're not going to worry about the real time 15 minutes during this part. It'll resume after the fight. Freddy, it is your turn first.
All right, so first move, Glenn's going to cast Dissonant Whispers. I whisper a discordant melody that only one creature of our choice within range can hear, racking it with terrible pain. Wisdom saving throw on a fail save, it's 3d6 psychic, and then immediately must move away from us as far as it can.
Oh, wow.
The dissonant whispers, of course, a hoarse whisper of, bop.
Yes.
Yeah.
You leave Hanson alone. We do not besmirch Hanson on this podcast.
What's the number he has to save?
That's a wisdom 14 saving throw.
Okay. Ooh, he got a 4. So
3d6 psychic and must immediately use this reaction, if available, to move as far as its speed allows away from you. The creature doesn't move onto obviously dangerous ground, such as fire or a pit. He just freaks out because of the discordant melodies of Hanson.
He grabs his head and goes, ah, fuck. And then,
oh, what is this crap?
I've never even heard this before, but it's the worst thing I've ever heard. Thick.
I'm going to have this stuck in my head all day.
This is no Red Brand Trailers Christmas album. And then he turns around and just kind of starts bolting.
Guys, here's our chance. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Well, should we try to save this place?
No, I think it's going to go up. I think they've got a lot of alcohol in there. So this place is going to be a giant
basically,
fire.
You have one round of all of you going, and then I'm going to roll. If there's any fire left, I'll roll with advantage. If I get any higher than a 10, it's going to catch on to the bottles and start blowing some shit up.
I think it's closing time, gentlemen.
Grant, what's the good location to move to?
The zones available to us are C for cafeteria, D for deli/slaughterhouse, F for fucking shit-ass toilet building, H for haberdashery, and J for jewel cutters. Because we are in G, we could go to F or H right away because they're adjacent. Any others will have to pass through other
like
zones.
The toilet is not flammable. Haberdashery, that's plants, right?
No, that's a hat.
That's
makers,
a hat place.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The kids call them lids.
Grant says, I do not.
There's places just for hats?
Yeah, it's like a cool place you can get hats with all your favorite sports teams on them. And, you know, so then there's fancy hat places.
I mean, the ones here are like magic and stuff. They like do stuff.
I think we should go to the hat place, guys.
Now, the thing you need to know about fucking shit-ass toilet building is it has a very, very, very low chance when you search to have something like mind-blowingly incredible. The idea is that if you search there, it's all or nothing, essentially. You're not going to find anything that's like, okay, you're going to find literal shit, or you're going to find like a legendary item.
I want to see this toilet building. We're kind of in the middle of a fight right now, so like I feel like Henry's
he
not
ran
being
away.
This chill.
He's,
but,
yeah, he's running.
Oh, he's running away. That's right.
So you basically get two rounds of like running, and maybe he'll chase after you, maybe he won't.
Look, I'm definitely down for not having to kill people if we don't have to, and it feels like the toilet might be the best place to set up defenses.
Yeah.
And like I got my axe. Like I don't need searching. The last thing we searched for was a gun, and like I don't think I could pull another trigger today. So I like that. I feel like a lot of people are
gonna
be there.
Grant says you
pulling the trigger, like making the decision.
Yeah, the royal says then there's a gun went off today. We don't want to pull another gun.
Both you make deception, Will with disadvantage because Henry's bad at lying.
I did a 17.
Oh, I got a natural one.
He can't tell that his own dad is lying to him, but he can definitely tell that Henry is lying to him.
But I was very convincing.
Yeah, you were, but he was so deeply, deeply unconvincing, he critical failed, which means that not only is he pretty sure that you're lying, he now is going to have a harder time trusting you in the future. So his face just goes like slack when he realizes like what happened. He says, you shot that guy.
Yeah, I shot that guy, Grant.
Why did you lie to me?
Because it was a lot,
you know,
in that moment.
It doesn't matter. Fuck it. No, let's fucking, let's go to the toilet. Yeah, fuck
all right,
it. That sounds great. Let's do that.
I'm glad that we're doing this because, to be honest, my tummy was kind of hurting earlier.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, sounds great, Ron. Sounds great. Let's go to the fucking toilet building. Fantastic. Here we go.
Which way is it, Grant?
Fuck you, follow me. What do you think of what fucking I'm doing? Jesus Christ, follow me. Okay, so the timer started again. We're out of combat.
To be clear, Glenn single-handedly won that combat. I just want to point that all out.
Thanks, Glenn.
Good. Thank you.
Glenn, I really appreciate the way you handled that without us having to get our hands dirty.
Now I got Hanson stuck in my head, man. Dang it.
Hey, what was that tune you were singing? Yeah. I really liked it.
It was a song called Mbop. You guys know Mbop?
I don't, but it sounds delightful. You know,
it was a bop.
Next time I'm listening to the
here.
The rock.
No, we definitely have a moment. We have one of those shots, like the big helicopter shot in like Fellowship of the Ring as we're all climbing up a mountain, but Mbop is playing.
Mbop is playing, and the bar is on fire behind you with a faceless elf there. Okay, so you arrive, and so every time you guys travel from one zone to another, I reduce the real-time timer by 5 minutes. We have 10 minutes left before the next two zones get announced. So at Zone F, the big toilet building. So it's basically just a bunch of really shitty ramshackle little sheds that kind of just seemingly exist to provide cover. And then one building that has a massive sculpture of a toilet on the top of it that just literally smells like feces. So you get the feeling that people have actually, in the longer games of Four Nights, people have used this place as a literal actual toilet.
Wow.
How big is the toilet?
The toilet is like 2 stories tall. The building it's in is 1 story tall, and then the toilet on top of it is 2 stories
tall. Now, structurally, is this like a toilet? Like in that there's a bowl, there's a flusher.
Yes, there's a bowl, there's a flusher. I mean, the flusher and all that stuff is decorative. It's not a functional toilet, but you could go up there and like, you know.
And just to clarify, it smells like people actually have climbed up 2 stories and then took a dump in this 2-story toilet.
Correct.
And what do you mean the flusher doesn't work? Like somebody took a 2-story dump that big that it couldn't flush anymore?
At there this are point, giants to, that roam the realm.
You're going to have to experiment with this shit to find out more about the way that this toilet works.
I will.
But that's as much as Grant knows.
This is going to be a weird time to say this, but Daryl, you think you could fire up that grill?
What?
I mean, took a pretty nasty hit in that last encounter, and I don't know how long it takes to whip up a steak so I could maybe, you know, solve some of these wounds.
I will say that due to the intense smell of human feces right now, I don't think anybody would smell barbecue. Give away our position. Am I right, Daddy Master? That smell of shit would hide any sort of barbecue smell.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. They would cancel each other out. That said, your healing is going to be halved while you're fucking eating shit-smelling steak.
How long does the grill take?
The grill takes a couple minutes. It's magical.
Okay, cool.
What are you putting on the grill?
I like a couple of carrots for me. I was going to have a carrot dog, if that's okay.
I don't do vegetables on the grill.
You don't? Well, I'm
pretty sure this Henry, I would actually, but this magical grill is only for magical meat.
I'm a vegetarian, so, you know, if you can help me out, you know, maybe by losing your condescending attitude.
What about magical meat that is not meat currently, but was meat when it was in somebody's stomach?
I don't think that's going to work for my diet either. I don't mean to be difficult about it. You know, I'll just heal myself.
If you recall, the grill specifically says the meat you cook has to be meat you've hunted.
Oh, so we can't just do it.
Well, I'll allow you to forage, but instead of...
I'm not foraging for carrots around here.
Instead of foraging for wood or stone, you can forage for meat.
Or here, I take a glance around to see if there's any small game in the area.
Forget I asked.
I'm doing it because I could use some meat.
Go ahead and roll.
I got hurt also.
God, the first thing you smell, an open sewer, and you're like, I could use a steak right now.
It's the heel, Glenn. I got a 4, so I'm assuming I didn't see shit.
Did see shit.
That's all I saw.
saw a lot of shit.
Grant, you said that there's like magical items here?
Yeah, so basically if we search here, there's always a chance that somebody died having something really, really good on themselves that fell into the shit and then nobody had the courage to go and get it because it's shit.
I'm going to cast Detect Magic, which allows me to sense the presence of magic within 30 feet of me.
Fucking smat.
All right. You can tell that there is something magical inside the bowl, but you'll still have to find a way. A, you'll have to find a way to get up there, but B, once you are there, you will get an advantage on your search roll inside the bowl.
Guys, I think there's some magic shit in the shit bowl. Is there stairs or something like that?
Could build stairs.
My God, yeah, wooden stairs to the bowl.
Plus, the bowl would be a good place to scout out for enemies and to keep an eye on the rest of the land.
Yeah. Or, I mean, we could even build stilts out of the wood if we wanted one of us to sort of venture around and look out for enemies.
That's true.
If you put the stilts on and then you put the holographic pants on the stilts, would it look like you're a giant creature?
I'm going to take a couple of wood and do this.
I think, all right, Ron, you work on the stilts project. We're going to build the stairs and get up there.
Ron, you're going to build the stilts?
Yes.
That's going to take 7 wood. Do you have 7 wood?
I have 14. Now I have 7.
Perfect. Okay. So that's your go.
Okay. So, Ron, you're going to stilt up, because I like the idea of intimidating everyone by thinking we got a giant on our side. And I'll go look for wood, and Daryl, you can, you know, use your craftsman skill. Maybe you and Grant can have a fun father-son project and help build these stairs together.
Yeah,
you
there's
know?
Not a lot of fun going on, but we'll definitely get, we'll definitely, Grant, why don't we go search for some items?
Yeah, sure, sounds great.
All right.
Oh, I thought he was building the stairs.
We need more wood.
You can search for crafting materials, or you can search for items.
Okay, because we don't have enough wood to build stairs.
Okay, so Grant and you are searching for
wood. Yeah, we'll search for wood then.
Okay. Maybe you could find some wood glue to repair that relationship as well.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Ron.
Stronger than the original father-son.
Grant takes a D6 because he's definitely fucking heard that shit before. And it takes 4 damage. Henry, why don't you go ahead and roll for what you're doing?
I got a 19.
So that's 19 wood.
Yes.
Great. 19 wood or 10 stone.
Okay, I'll do 19 wood.
All right.
6 wood.
All right, 6 wood. Grant will do that, but he'll do it at disadvantage because he didn't give a shit. He got 15 wood even with disadvantage.
Wow, so that's a 40 total wood.
Grant, good job on that wood there, man.
Yeah, cool.
Let's build these stairs. Let's check out what's in the toilet, everybody.
Okay, so is Glenn... What would Glenn do?
Well, I'll look for items in the area around here. I know there's something in the bowl, but I guess I'll just search for something right now.
Sure. Go ahead, Freddy.
That's a 12 investigation roll. Just see if there's anything around the base of the toilet.
Not good enough. Yeah, this place is so...
Now, is the wax seal in place?
The wax seal?
Yeah, so when the toilet gets built, you know, there's a wax seal. It's really important that you make sure that that wax seal is seated correctly. Otherwise, you'll get leaks and you'll probably mess up
yourself. Is this Freddy talking or
both Freddy and
or
Glenn.
Measure once, cut twice, Glenn talking? Because Glenn doesn't know shit.
Both Freddy and Glenn happen to know a little bit way around repairing toilets. Matthew / Daryl. Wow, Dad's got testy this episode.
Daryl's proud. Daryl's like, hell yeah, Glenn.
What has to happen in a man's life for him to be that good at repairing toilets?
Nothing good. Okay, so
nothing though.
So yeah, no, you see,
but the
nothing.
Wax seal is probably pretty intact.
I mean, it's not a real toilet, so like, again, it's just a very large statue of a toilet.
But if it's not a real toilet, why is everyone pooping in it, Anthony?
You want me to explain human nature to you? I don't know.
Just because I see a toilet doesn't mean I will just go and poop in it.
Oh, here's a question: how many people do you think have shat inside show toilets at a Home Depot? Because I bet you the answer is more than zero.
Good point. Good point.
Oh my gosh.
To be fair, Glenn's on that one.
If Matt saw a 2-story tall toilet in the middle of nowhere and he could get to the top, he would definitely have to take a shit in that toilet.
How many people do you think have fallen to death trying to take a shit in that toilet? Oh, yeah.
There are definitely going to be some courses when you get up there.
Oh, I'm very excited to see what's up here. All right, let's get up these stairs.
So first I'm making a roll on the encounter table. Cool. So while you all are doing this stuff, Grant is sort of looking around with a very dead expression in his eyes, like he's just sort of checked out. But then he sees So you hear the speakers that you heard earlier on before Greg Proops got shot down, and you hear this like, and then you hear not Greg Proops, but the other head, voiced by Will. You're the only one that's alive. Greg Proops died. You are now alone in this body.
Fortnite fans, it's Goofo McBoofo, secondary head to my fallen brother, Greg Proops. I am surging with so many emotions right now, but I know Greg would want me to continue the show. All right, everyone, here's the news for you. Zone J from the Jewel Cutters, you got a wave of poison gas coming your way. And for people, anyone who's in Zone F with the fucking shit-ass toilet building, you're already dealing with some poison gas there coming out of that toilet, but I gotta say, things are about to get a lot stinkier. Oh, God, my brother is dead!
All right, and
wait,
then the mic cuts out.
Is it Jewel Cutters? Like, is it that kind of vapor?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Is it
you
Jewel
J-O-U-U-L? If you went there, I will say that you will find both precious gems and Jewel
vapes.
And vapes. Grant, there's vapes in Jewel Cutters.
I don't vape.
Oh.
Yeah.
We get it. You don't vape.
I'm not like
very
Nick.
Proud of that.
Okay, so we have how long until this place
Nick
is...
Nick said everyone vapes.
So in 15 minutes, the poison will start to come.
So we're going to have to get out of here, but Glenn, you said that
there's something in there.
Let's check. It's something magical, something good?
Yes.
Okay.
We got to see if there's something in this toilet before we get out of here. Otherwise, why did we build these stairs?
All right. All right.
Daryl goes running up the stairs.
I just keep thinking about the Home Depot display toilet. I would do it.
14 minutes, 30 seconds.
Okay. Daryl runs up the stairs.
Yeah, well, one of you has to spend your action building, and then everybody else can spend actions doing different things.
Daryl, build these stairs as I run up them.
Okay. Yeah, Daryl, you know, knowing how to measure twice and cut once, builds expert stairs.
Okay, so
this would be a time when actually you would want to measure once, cut twice for speed,
So it's very much like fucking The Wrong Trousers from Wallace and Gromit, where Gromit's putting down the train tracks ahead of the train kind of thing. As Glenn runs up the stairs, you're just like forming the stairs beneath him.
I'm going to peek my head over the rim.
Okay, so you see literally one of the worst things you've ever seen. Although, actually, you know what? To you, it's not that dissimilar because you're in a band. So, like, you see a lot of shit. You see a lot of bodies. You can sense that there's something down there, but you're going to have to go ahead and get
guys,
your hands
dirty.
This is
a real, like, end of Woodstock kind of situation in there.
Glenn, can you tell what's in there?
There's something magical. I can tell because my spell allows me to see things slightly glow.
Can you see the shape?
I can't. I can just tell there's a light glow for something. So I'm going to, I guess I'm just going to dive into the shit. And
all right. Whoa, do you have a back? Wait, how are you going to get
a rope on you?
It is shallow enough that you can maybe crawl back out. You have to do a dexterity check to crawl back out.
Okay, well, can we roll? Can we run up?
Oh, I have a spell for this. Hey, Glenn.
Yeah.
If you need to get back out of that toilet, sounds like you might as well jump. And then I cast jump on Glenn, which triples his jump distance.
Holy
until the
shit.
Spell wow. ends.
Oh, my God.
So you got mad vert for 1 minute, my dude.
All right.
Oh, hell yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so roll your investigation check with advantage. You want to get over a 20.
Over a 20
yeah,
in terms of
investigation.
Because
this place is high risk, okay. high reward.
Okay.
Oh, wait. While he's jumping in, I'm going to cast Speak with Plants. And then I'm going to ask a nearby blade of grass, voiced by Anthony Birch, uh-huh. in a flawless blade of grass voice. Blade of grass, I wish to commune with thee.
What's up?
What does the forest say about what treasures may be hidden in that toilet bowl?
Oh, we don't fucking grow up there. That's nasty.
My new favorite voice.
Have ye heard any rumors, any tidings, perhaps from the trees themselves who can see into the bowl, of any valuable items that may have fallen therein?
Yeah, the Dimmadorm sword is up there. It's a sword of adjustable length. It's basically a lethal tape measure. Its weight and its length are proportional, and it can be infinitely long.
Well, not infinitely long.
It can be really, really long.
And that was made by Ryan Peterson.
Well, thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Blade of Grass.
No problem.
Hey, Glenn!
Yeah?
You're looking for a stretchy length sword, kind of like a tape measurer. What I'm kind of hoping here is that I can give him advantage on his search because he knows what he's looking for.
Well, he already had advantage.
Double
but,
advantage. But, how much advantage can you
yeah,
give me?
We'll give you double advantage. Be much rumored.
Double D&D advantage. First, ladies and gentlemen. What does double advantage grant me? Advantage on my advantage rolls?
It means you get to roll three times to take the best of the three rolls.
So, Anthony, I rolled three times,
uh-huh.
6, 17, and 7. With an investigation, unfortunately, I only get up to a 19.
Ooh, I was going to say, can if somebody else dives in with them, can it help the investigation?
But it can't be you because you spent your action building the stairs, but Ron could do it.
Ron, get in there. Help out, Glenn.
Ron, be a trooper.
I'll be a pooper instead.
That works.
I'm going to hop on in the poop.
Okay, go ahead and roll investigation with advantage.
Okay, a 15.
Okay, so go ahead and roll again.
All right. 8.
Okay, so no dice there. That's your go, so I'm going to roll on the encounter table again. Matt, your hand's itching. Why don't you roll ahead and roll perception?
I got a 13.
13, okay. Yeah, everything's fine. So now everybody go again. If you want to keep searching, you can. So you have 8 minutes before poison starts to flood this place.
Do I still have triple advantage because I know exactly what I'm looking for? God, 19 is the highest I got again.
Oof.
Off three rolls. I'm using an app. Damn you, app, and your real generated numbers.
15 plus 4, that's 19. So 14 plus 4.
God!
Oh, I'm sorry.
So they're just hunting around for poop?
Yeah, seems like
okay,
it.
Okay, so while they're hunting around for poop, what's Grant doing?
Grant's gone. As I was saying, after the first roll on the encounter table, all of a sudden he saw something move through the trees and this like look of something akin to happiness appeared on his face. And while you were building the stairs, he sort of wandered off in the direction of what he saw in the forest.
So since I asked immediately after building those stairs, do I see the direction he went in?
Yeah, you could
okay,
follow him.
I go, Grant, Grant. Guys, Grant's ran. I gotta go get Grant. Keep looking for that sword. Henry, come help.
Okay, I'm on it.
We start running towards Grant.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Hims.
Oh, is that the one you use?
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Emphasis on cum.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options.
How do they know about my cum fort?
ED treatment. ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple, 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor's visits. You answer a series of questions on their site and the
Why
medical provider.
Why is that to be provider. Uncomfortable with your doctor?
Because my doctor's always like,
Why do
what?
You need ED pills?
What's wrong with your dick? They shout at me.
oh, does somebody's dick not work? Doctors are like that all the time.
Yeah, no, they just yell at me. They scream, get hard, and it is the only thing that gets me hard. So how does Hims help with that?
Answer a series of questions on their site, including, Matt, you'll probably use the long response option to sort of describe all of your things going on. And the medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. You'll love this line, everybody. If ED is getting you down. It's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers to get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/daddies. That's hims.com/daddies for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/daddies. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Dungeons & Dives is brought to you this week by Etsy.
Ooh.
Etsy.
Let's see what's in store
today.
Listen up, listeners. We're here to tell you there's no reason to panic next time you're looking for a perfect gift. Now.
There isn't. Oh, thank God.
Now.
Oh, I can relax.
You ready for this? Gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy.
I'm always in gift
mode. Stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone on any occasion. Just tap or click gift mode on the Etsy app or Etsy.com. Answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and then gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas. Check it out. I'm right here on the site. Check it out.
Okay, let's find a gift for my dad.
Find a gift for Beth right now.
Okay,
for my dad.
His interests are like not Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, would you say that's an Aquarius?
A Libra.
There's grooming gift boxes. Now hold on. I know what you're thinking.
Keep your dad hairless. Keep daddy nice and smooth.
For a smooth daddy. They just pre-categorize a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of camo hats on this page. Let me tell you.
But those hats all say dad, and my dad doesn't want to do that.
But what about dada?
Now find a gift for me because I'm sad.
Oh, wait, Beth. Yeah,
what does Beth want?
What does Beth want?
A dad.
Beth.
You sound like a
90s kid.
Yeah, that's me.
Handmade treasure set. Gift tape, mixtape gifts. 90s sweatshirts and tees. Tons of stuff. If you need to find the perfect gift, don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
So you see Grant standing at odds against two people that actually seem to be around his age. One of them is a really cute girl with red hair, and the other one is a kid with an eye patch and a skateboard that seems to be attached to his feet.
Holy shit.
And
the skateboard's attached to his feet? What do you mean?
Like, the skateboard is his feet. He's just skateboard from the ankles down. That's, like, his thing.
I still can't tell if you're just doing a metaphor that he's really good at skateboarding.
He is literally grafted to the skateboard.
Okay.
Dude, it's like you're literally grafted to your board.
And so Grant is up against his back is up against the tree,
uh-huh.
And the two are, like, staring him down, and he looks, like, kind of small and, like, almost like he's being threatened, but he's also smiling.
I put my hand out to Black Daryl. Like, Daryl, fucking let this play out for a second.
We don't know. Hey, Grant. We don't know who these guys.
So he turns and he sees you, and immediately his fucking shoulders slump, and he just goes, oh, God, don't. These are good guys. These are my friends.
Yeah, we're not going to hurt them. We just want to make sure you're okay.
I'm fine. I was fine, and now I'm less.
Are you these your friends? Hey, kiddos.
Oh, God.
My name's Daryl Wilson. Nice to meet you guys.
No.
I'm Grant's dad. This is my pal, Henry. Henry, come say hi to these kids.
Hello, kids. Or should I say, what's up, teens?
Oh, God. So immediately, the girl.
I didn't think you could get meeting your kids' friends in this podcast, but boy, oh, boy, here we are.
The girl, like, very politely smiles and, like, shakes both your hands.
Whoa, we got to hear more about this handshake from Daryl and this girl in detail.
Yeah,
because this is, like,
a big
first impression.
Yeah, pause that timer. This is an important moment.
All right. Actually,
wait,
I'm gonna pause
why?
The time for this whole
because this is he's sizing up. This is a potential romantic interest. You know,
yeah, so either one.
Not
could
for
be
him. Not for him. For Grant.
Oh shit! No, it's not that kind of podcast.
No.
The girl reaches out for a handshake. What kind of handshake do you give a girl that's the same age as your son?
Oh, I like a nice hand. Like, you know, it's still firm, but not like I'm not gonna hurt her hand.
Okay, so she gives you a pretty firm one. It's like it's not enough to hurt, but it's like she's like clearly intending.
Nice handshake,
to, like,
little lady. What's your name?
She goes, my name is Killa Demal.
Killa Demal. Yeah. Sorry, did you say kill them all?
No, my name is Killa space Dimal.
And oh, okay, that's a
she
nice
was
name.
Named by Eric Sapolsky. Thank you, Eric.
I like that.
And then the boy does a kickflip, which again is weird because it's like he's connected to the fucking board. It's like they're like bungee connected. He does a kickflip and then sort of like turns around and then puts his head on his shoulder like he's giving you the stink eye with his one eye. And he just goes, the name's Yeet Bigley.
Yeet Bigley?
And he does not shake your hand.
Nice ollie there, Leet.
Thank you, Bryce Baker, by the way.
That's so funny.
That's a kickflip, you doofus.
Oh, kickflip. Very cool. Well, nice to meet you. I put my hand out.
He doesn't shake it. He goes, it smells like shit, so I'm going to
hate
that.
Yeah, we were in the big old toilet over there. I would not go in there if I were you.
Daryl, I got this. Sick flip, bro, up top. And I go for a high five.
It's a roll of persuasion.
Man, this podcast
fuck yes, a 19.
he doesn't even look at you, but his hand just goes up and perfectly hits your... His posture says, I don't give a shit, but the sheer crispness of that high five says that he appreciates the compliment.
I explained to Daryl, you know, sometimes kids are skating around the museum, and you know, I got to tell them no skateboarding at the museum, and like, you know, so I've just developed a bit of a rapport. I get some of the lingo.
I wasn't in on the skateboarding thing at first, but then Grant, you were telling me, it's like, it's a sport. It's very, you know, what you do is very difficult there.
Oh my God, just stop. It's not, you're not making it better. It's sounding more condescending. It's
so
weird.
What's going on, kids? Are you also Fortnite players? Are you part of this Nintendo?
Yeet Bigley says, we're not just players, we're winners. I mean, never number one, but we've survived a fair number of these games. And Cal goes, yeah, absolutely. We're really big fans of competing in Fortnite. It gives us a lot of really cool equipment that we can use to sell and keep our mom in hospice care.
Oh.
We're very sympathetic.
Oh, are you brother and sister?
Yeah, we're brother and sister.
Okay, so you're like a team. Can we just all join the same team? Is that how Fortnite works? Can we all be the same team so we don't, you know, we can help each other all out here?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we did with your boy Grant. And then Yeet goes, yeah, your boy Grant is real fucking good at Fortnite.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's never killed anybody, but he's great at building, he's great at finding, and he's great at being a good pal.
How about you
and
guys?
You know, the meta right now is that you can just be good building and do pretty well in Fortnite.
And how about you?
You're
two,
shouting that from the toilet bowl.
Yeah.
How about you
the
two? How about you two kiddos? You've killed anybody?
Yeah. Yeah. But we're not like psyched about it, says Yeet Bigley. We try not to. It's easier to sort of survive on your own. We're not really ones for a lot of combat.
How old are you two?
We're the same age as your son. How old is Grant?
Careful, Matt. There's a lot of speculation.
How old
is
Grant?
Somebody on Reddit asked what the ages of all the kids were, and I just responded yes. Like, I feel like he's probably like 13.
We were saying that like it was like a pretty big range in the soccer team, which is why I can have like
it was middle school.
It's a K-8 school,
and it was like
he's
middle
on the upper end.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, he's probably like
so he's 13.
Yeah, let's
so they're all 13.
And okay. I will also say that like people are like, oh, they seem young. I'm like, do you not remember 13-year-olds? There are some mature ass 13-year-olds, and there are some
hey,
wild.
Hey, that's my
cards.
Sons you're talking about.
So yeah, we're all the same age.
Okay, that's just. These kids go through a lot in this world.
Yeah,
Henry.
You know, it's tough. I do think maybe we should kind of zero in here and come up with a game plan.
Yeah, so
you must be the hotties. Is that right?
Kella goes, uh-huh. And then Yeet just sort of crooks a thumb at himself. And he goes, why don't you tell me?
I'm not going to do that.
So roll perception with advantage, Daryl.
Okay. With advantage, that is 19.
So with the 19, the second that Yeet Bigley points at himself and says, you tell me, Grant blushes very hard.
I knew it. Grant, what's going on there, buddy? You look a little flush.
Oh my God, oh, Dad!
What? No, it's hot out.
So immediately,
I'm it's really hot outside right now. You're looking a little sweaty, buddy.
Yeet and Kella turn and they see him just blushing, and then he just like immediately freezes up and he like literally puts his hands over his face. And he just goes, Dad, no! And Kella's like, oh, what's wrong? Are you okay? Are you sick or what's going on? And Yeet's like, yeah, man, what's the deal? What's going on? And he was like, please don't.
Okay,
this has to be a dream. This is worse than everything.
I hear you, Grant. It's pretty hot outside. I'm getting pretty sweaty too. I feel like
oh,
we should.
Oh, don't mention sweat.
Yeah,
oh,
no. My
you,
back.
You,
oh my
you
God.
You sweat so much. Oh no. Stop.
Yeah. Right down the crack right now. So I think
oh,
we should.
No!
Oh,
no.
I think
no. I, he like Henry is like Daryl.
He
Daryl.
Literally curls into the fetal position and is just like going nah.
I think us and the hotties should get down to. We got two friends down there, really powerful warriors. They can help out. I think we should all stick together.
Wait, go where?
To the shit toilet.
The shit toilet.
No, we're just gonna help them out. Then we're gonna go to our next place. We just can't leave our friends behind.
So meanwhile, back at the toilet. Did they just leave us to dig through a big pile of shit by ourselves, Ron?
Yeah, they said something about West Indian lilac poisoning the dinosaurs.
God damn it. That's just so Jurassic Park.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
If this was a JRPG dating simulator, it'd be like, you've spent some quality time with Ron. And like, my indicator just went up a little bit.
You bonded over shit.
How long has it been since I cast Jump?
Oh yeah, it's definitely been more than a minute.
Yeah, they're stuck in there.
And Ron didn't have it.
Ron's got his stilts,
my stilts.
I guess.
That's yeah. True.
So to paint the picture, Ron is on his stilts, like very gently standing around and like pointing at things, and then Glenn is just covered head to toe in excrement, blood, and guts.
If you're considering drawing that as fan art, maybe don't.
No, that's not this one.
I feel like Ron is
one?
Just stomping like grapes in a winery. Just like,
let's just do one more check for it, Ron.
Okay.
Let's go one more
and
time.
I'm just gonna spread out my whole body on this poop so that I if something's there, I can really feel it.
Again, 10, 13, 15.
Can they get possibly more? Because like, if they're scooping poop out, by it should be
I'll reduce
getting...
the AC of the search, yeah. So you only have to get 19.
No, still no. I'm 17 highest on that last roll.
I got 18.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
Hey, Ron, fuck this.
Okay, I've got an idea. I was just thinking that since we're in sewage, it might be helpful to have somebody who knows a little more about sewage. You see, you and I, we merely adopted the sewage. But the rats out of my hat and vermin, they were born in the sewage. And they might be able to find something better than we can.
That's a good idea. It's too bad none of us can talk to them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Can we come back?
So the second you say you come back, I'm starting the timer and you have 3 minutes and 44 seconds. And when the poison starts coming out, then every real life minute you're in the poison, you'll have to take a D6 of damage.
Okay.
So hey, just be ready for that.
All right, we're starting right
communicate
now.
Communicate
that to... And you are back now.
Hey, is Henry
Will
over there?
I mean, Henry.
Who's Will?
Will you come talk to a couple rats?
You bet your ass I can, but we gotta hightail it out of here. I run up the stairs.
Okay.
Okay, cool. I hold out the head of vermin. I say, head of vermin, ship me out a couple of rats. I think I'll take three.
All right, three rats come out.
So, Yeet, how expensive is a skateboard like that? If I was gonna get one for Grant, if I was gonna get one for Grant, like, Grant, was, do you like, have you thought about skateboarding? Is this something you like?
Yeet's like, I was born on those blades, baby.
I cast Speak with Animals on the rats.
So the rat's like, all right. Ooh, a lot of shit. Yeah. Love the shit.
Hey, can you go look for a cool sword for us?
Oh, fuck yeah. Why not?
I'm gonna run my investigation roll.
All right.
Oh, I finally got one. 18.
Or 18. Okay, so with the 18...
And assisted by the rats.
Assisted by the rats, the rat grabs what looks like a magical tape measure in its mouth and starts pulling. But you can tell as it pulls that there's something else in there if you want to keep searching.
I'll roll. So 16.
You basically pull out a pair of orbs and you pull out a tape measure.
And I try to jump and I fail.
Cast jump on
well,
you.
Well, no. I just hug one of Ron's, Ron's stilts. I'm like, let's get out of here, Ron.
I use my powerful quads to propel up from the sewage.
All right, roll acrobatics.
Gosh darn,
athletics.
I knew you were going to have me roll something. Acrobatics. That's going to be a 19.
Ooh, perfect. Ooh. All right. You definitely leap out with your stilts from the shit statue and you land with a horrible splorch.
So I take off my polo shirt and then take off my undershirt. So I'm shirtless for a second. I said, "Whoa, man, you're covered in shit there, Glenn. Here you go." And I toss him my undershirt.
Oh my god.
And then I put my polo shirt back on.
So
oh, man, Jesus. That felt good though. Sweaty day, guys. Let's get out of here.
Oh god.
I don't know if
your
this is worse.
Son is just so upset. Okay, so you guys are adjacent to Egg Farm, which is full of poison, or the tavern that you came from, PUBG.
Oh, Hotties, what do you guys recommend?
I would probably go back to the tavern.
Oh, problem, that tavern's lit on fire.
Do you want to be poisoned? Gas, so I think let's go to the tavern.
All right.
So cool, you manage to make it back to the tavern. As you hear poison gas begin to seep out of the pores of the ground behind you in the shit-ass, fucking shit-ass toilet building.
Hold on, as we're leaving, though, I'd like to take a quick second to do a perception check of the poison gas coming out of the ground, is what you're saying?
Yeah,
I just want to get a little more on that.
I'm so right there with you.
That's a 14 plus 2, 16 investigation on that.
So that's good enough to know that something magical is causing to happen. Why don't you now roll Arcana?
Arcana is a 14 plus 2, 16.
Okay, so you can tell, even though you don't know a lot about this world, you can
tell. But I know a lot about, like, crystals and shit.
Yeah. You can tell.
He played in a band called Arcana back in the 90s.
You can tell that
we wrote a song about this.
That this is a poison spell, poison gas spell that is being, it's not being done randomly. It's like a person is doing that and they must be within some certain proximity of the map. They're here because the poison's coming from the ground. They could be underground. There could be an underground wizard making all the poison come out. Okay, so the items that you got, one of them is, this one is made by Ryan Peterson. It's called the Dimmadome Sword. It is a sword of adjustable length. It's a lethal tape measure. Its weight and its length are proportional. I'm going to say its maximum length is like 100 yards. It's like a football field.
Nice.
So you can make it go really long.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, but the idea is the longer it goes, the more
heavy it is.
That's what she said.
And then the other item, oh, also by Ryan Pearson. Jeez, well done, dude. Are teleportation orbs. These are two handheld, ooh, indestructible orbs that allow the user to instantly teleport between them. The orbs need to recharge between uses.
That's what she said.
Based on... Fuck, that's really good.
Oh my god.
Fuck.
Holy that was good.
All right, you get inspiration.
Holy shit.
You get inspiration. That's the
opposite of a dad joke.
Yeah, but it's too good though. That needs to be encouraged. The timer's recharge is based on the distance traveled. Just don't let them touch. The orbs cannot touch. Apparently.
What happens if they touch?
I don't know. It just says don't let them touch. I guess I'll decide. Yeah.
Oh, this seems like a cool cross the streams moment we can
quick,
do later.
Dad huddle really quick.
Yes.
Hey,
Glenn is like 15 feet away from
the new 15-minute timer is now starting.
Super quick. I feel like we should give one of those orbs to Grant because if he gets transported.
Oh, shit.
Sneak it into Grant.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Sneak it into Grant's pocket.
Oh, no.
I gave you an item that was too good. No. No, my arc. No.
But remember, but here's the thing, guys. It's only one person's going to go, right? Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you can't all touch the orb.
Yeah, but maybe Grant can come back. Or I can go to Grant.
So slip it. Oh, a sleight of hand.
Well, we don't have to slip it. I think we just ask Grant to hold on to this orb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Grant.
Yeah.
Hold on
to
this orb.
Come join the dad huddle, buddy.
I don't want to be anywhere near you right now. I think I'm cool over here with my friends trying to undo the damage that you just did to my cool factor.
Okay, let me try this. Grant, buddy, I'm going to give you some advice. It's something that Glenn and I were talking about when we were in the toilet. You,
why
you
is this
have,
my life? Why you, is this how things are right now?
You have... I hold the orb, and I hold it in front of Grant, and I said, you have so many relationships in this life. Only one or two will last. You go through all this pain and strife, and then you turn your back, and they're gone so fast. And they're gone so fast! Mm-bop.
Holy shit!
And then I give him the orb. Just hold on to that.
Yeah, Grant, just hold on to that, buddy. It's a teleporter. We can, if you get lost or I get lost, we'll be able to find a way back. So it's all good.
Thanks,
guys. Just hang on to it.
Thanks, guys. So he just takes it. So
hold on, the ones who really care.
No, I got
and
it.
In
I'm
the end,
on to it.
They'll be the only ones there.
Oh,
Grant, why are you weirded out by that? Remember, you used to love the Hansons. Those are your favorite band.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Remember in third grade you did that for the talent show and it was with your friends, but only you went up there, so it was you by yourself doing it?
Yep, I remember that distinctly. Great memory. Thanks for bringing that up. Thank you so much, Dad.
You can plant any of those. Keep planting to find out which one grows.
I remember that.
It's a secret no one knows.
Because I came up and then I sang it with you.
Could you just use that sword and just kill it? Could you just drive it straight through my brain?
I don't know if I can do that. I'm just too busy kind of cleaning myself off with this really sweaty rag. So I'm just basically covered in like shit and sweat. And hey, just give me 1 second, guys.
You guys are just the nastiest people right now. The tavern is completely burned down now. So basically you were in a pretty boring spot. You were just in a clearing with the burnt out remains of a pub and the body of Gooseloose Van Goose. And currently... Oh, yikes. You can see two other competitors.
Oh, boy.
You can see a Drider, which is a large arachnid creature with a torso of a woman. So basically some Dark Soul shit. And then you see the Oni that you scared off is back.
Are they fighting each other?
Yeah, I was just about to roll for that. So, yes, they are fighting each other. But do they see you is the question. Oh, yes, they do. What do you do?
Can we go to another zone? Can we just leave?
You absolutely can if you want to.
How many zones are open still?
So the haberdashery is adjacent to you, and that is open and not poisoned.
Okay.
Or you can always sprint through any poisoned zone. You'll basically take only one round of damage from it. Also, the damage increases depending on how many zones overall are poisoned. But you only take one round of damage from sprinting through any individual zone, but you will roll with disadvantage on the encounter tables because like more people will hear you and maybe come to your...
And
location.
We could probably let them fight it out.
Man, you would have thought out this mechanic.
I don't think it'll work, but it sounds like it's good.
I think we let them slug it out and we go to the haberdashery.
Yeah, the sun's hot. None of us want sunburns. We all get some caps on.
I actually have some natural sunscreen on right now in a way.
That's true. In many
my camo is like way up, right? Visually.
Yes. Oh,
but,
absolutely.
But smell wise.
You're like solid snake, but the worst kind.
Runny snake.
Yeah, I say we make a run for the haberdashery, guys.
Okay, cool. So that'll take you 5 minutes.
Make a dash for the... Never mind.
All right, so you are down to... We're down to 5 minutes before we find out where the next zone is coming up.
What's the haberdashery all about?
So the haberdashery, it's a store with a shitload of hats on the outside. Every single fun, whimsical hat you could imagine.
There's what is this, Team Fortress 2?
Yeah, yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Is this on... This thing
yes, canonically, every hat that you've seen in Team Fortress 2 is at this haberdashery on the outside of it. And then inside, you can see a bunch of other hats and also suits and clothing and like apparel and all that kind of stuff.
Suits?
So you get the feeling that, yes, the USA shows suits. You get the feeling that if you go inside and search, you might find some like apparel that you can wear. I'm also going to roll on the encounter table. All right, you're fine.
You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
Right now, there is nobody here.
All right, guys. What kind of hats? Well. What kind of hats do you want?
I think we should scout out what's in this store. And I think Glenn in particular, no offense, but you could use some new duds, my man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, actually, come to think of it, none of us have changed our clothes in the weeks upon weeks in which we've been in this realm at this point, right?
Yeah.
Like I all I know is my Birkenstocks are covered in gore and viscera. It's been a stinky ride. I feel like maybe we could all use a makeover.
Haberdashery is just hats, right?
Well, he said they had suits and stuff, too.
A haberdashery is just any place that sells men's clothing and accessories. It's not just hats.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Okay.
So we can get properly pimped out.
You can.
Mm. Oh, wow. They got Tommy Bahama shirts here.
Oh, my God. Guys, can we upgrade to cargo
shorts? Wizard Tommy Bahama
shirts. Full on dad out.
All right.
Tommy
yes,
Waterdeep.
I would like to... purchase.
If there's nothing to purchase. Nobody's there.
I would like to purchase
all right.
14 pairs of cargo pants in increasingly large sizes. And then I would also like a t-shirt that says, keep calm and carry on. And then I want a hat. I want a hat that says,
oh, God.
I want a hat that says, I searched for my son in the Forgotten Realms and all I got was this lousy hat.
Okay. So go ahead and roll investigation.
It's a 12 plus 4, so 16.
You definitely find a shirt that says keep calm and carry on, and that's it.
Are there magical items here as well?
There are also magical items.
I'm going to also in this time cast Detect Magic once again,
okay.
And any magical items will highlight themselves to me.
God damn it, Ryan Peterson. I guess your style of making items is just my kink.
This is so hot.
So you find liquid-proof boots. So they are fully liquid-proof, which means they are physically incapable of coming in contact with any liquid.
A little late for that. That would have been useful 15 minutes ago.
Liquid-proof boots.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, wait, what size are they?
why don't you roll?
14?
They are size 14. So they're for like a half giant, like a big dude.
Can I roll for how big Ron's feet are? I'm not scared.
All right, go ahead.
Wait, I can't have these shoes because I happen to roll big?
No, I mean, you can wear them. They'll be kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, you'll get this.
You'll look like a doof.
Well.
18 inches.
You have very large feet.
And ...
And big socks.
I mean, you have to be, yeah.
Hey, hotties, are you guys good clothing-wise?
Yeet bigly points at himself and goes, obviously. Are you
pretty
kidding
cool. me? Okay, why don't you guys go ahead and can you just watch the perimeter while we get some clothes so that, you know, we can be as cool as you? Because we want definitely God. Measure up to you guys.
Oh, my God.
Although if it's feet, we definitely measure
up. Yeah, Ron's a big boy over there.
Grant is, like, literally on his knees with embarrassment, and he just grabs Yeet Bigley's, like, coattails and he just goes, I am so sorry.
Grant, let's get some clothes.
Oh, God. Oh, no. This is the other horrible thing.
Oh, my God. Shopping with your kid.
Shopping with your fucking parents. Oh, no. Okay, so, yeah. Yeet Bigley and Kella Damal walk outside, and they go, yeah, we'll holler if we see anything. No, they don't. That's something an old man would say. They go outside, and they go, yeah, we'll yeet if we see anything. Okay, so...
Hold on. What does that mean? What's yeeting?
Yeeting is throwing something for power. So I will throw a brick through the window if somebody comes.
I mean, that's a good way to get our attention, for sure.
That's true. I like that. I also like that Will was able to role play Henry not knowing what yeeting is, which gave him a safe way to find out the answer for himself.
So the best tweet of all time, other than the Mia Farrow tweet, is yeet is for power and distance, and Kobe is for accuracy.
I love love that.
That's very good.
So, I mean, Glenn is going to just, you know, change into some regular clothes and hopefully smell a little less like shit.
So, great. What do I see if me and Grant are just walking down the aisles of clothing?
You see suits for goblins that are sort of in his size. So, like, really, like, nicely tailored things that'll be a little bit weird around the, like, midsection, but otherwise look pretty good on him. You see, like, a bunch of t-shirts with just pictures of famous unfortunate fighting children on them. There's none of Peyton, so don't even look for it. Nobody gives a fuck about Peyton.
Hey, Grant, buddy, I don't know what you wear, but, you know, pick anything you want. This one's on me, and I look around because there's no, you can get anything. It's free. There's nobody here.
No, I got that.
Okay. So are you going to get anything?
No.
Why not?
Whatever, like, joy you saw in his face, or even just the emotion that he had, he goes right back to completely fucking emotionless when he's just with you. Why not? Because I don't need anything. I'm fine. I'm good.
Okay, well, Grant, if you see a cap that says, I lost my kid in the Forgotten Realms, and all I got was this lousy hat. Could you yeet me no?
Could you yeet me no?
I wanted to just quickly talk to the hotties and be like, hey guys, what's up?
Not much, what's up with you?
Yeah, pretty chill. Yeah. Is that board?
So he does a handstand and just sort of shoves the board in your face.
Ah, shit, yeah, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, you dark slide?
Do what? I can dark slide.
Hell yeah.
You ride anything?
Yeah, back in the day, I used to skate street.
Street?
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Tell him about the Christ air.
No, let me remember that. Yeah, back in the day, he used to do vert, actually.
Vert? Damn. And he like spins around on his hands like as he's going, damn.
Yeah, bro. Christ air was my move.
Oh, Christ air. Fuck. I can't even do Christ air. Not yet.
Yeah, whatever. We see half pipe.
Who is Christ in this world?
He's shredded for our sins.
He's like
Ron is everywhere.
In my defense, I still have the stilts, and I can cover more ground.
Also, the timer went up, so I'm going to announce
because we dicked around.
Because you dicked around for quite a while. Greg Proops's brother, why don't you go ahead and tell us that the cafeteria and the deli are about to fill with poison gas.
Y'all, it's whatever I said my name was earlier. I don't remember because I just took some calming mushrooms to help me compartmentalize my grief over the rotting corpse of my brother, which is attached to my body. And I'm here to tell you that the following zones are about to get pumped with poison.
What were the zones again?
C and D.
For those cool cats in the cafeteria, lunchtime's over because you're getting a second serving of poison coming your way. And if you're still hungry, don't go to the deli, because the deli, in addition to having bad meats that will give you the toots and send you to that poison toilet, is also going to fill with poison. This has been whatever my name is, repressing my feelings.
Okay, just so you know, once those two go up, there will only be two zones remaining that don't have poison in them, the tavern and the haberdashery where you currently are.
Okay, great, sure. I mean, I know you, any clothes you want, you know, I know you like those, you want to be part of the hotties, so if you want anything here.
Whatever chances I had of being part of the hotties, that is over now. Clothes has nothing to do with that. That is gone. That is well and truly gone.
Oh, I know you think your old man ruins everything, but I tell you what.
You do ruin everything. You killed a guy, and then you lied to me about it. You won't tell me what the fuck is going on with you. There's still something that happened before that I don't know. You're going to eat my flesh, apparently? Also, that's a thing? You won't explain fucking anything to me. This is the most typical. You just put on a fucking happy face and just pretend everything's cool. Don't bother talking about it. Why would you talk? Why talk about something that fucking bothers you? Why? Why would you? Of course not. No, I'm fine. I'm great. You know what? Never mind. I'm great. I'm going to put on this suit. Ha ha. Look at me in my suit.
I put my hand on his shoulder. That is a son. I love you, but that is a terrible suit. That's for a goblin. We'll get you a different suit. But look, I'm going to be straight with you right now. There's a lot going on, and I'm not going to lie to you. There is you were put into slavery. There's been a lot of stuff happening, right?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happened to us, too. We found the other kids, and we lost them. And I'm frankly scared I'm going to lose you, too, right now. Even if we save you, if we get out of this crazy game where we're the last people alive. And there's other stuff going on. There's some very adult stuff. There's stuff going on with your dad. But I you have to trust me that I can't talk about all right now because we're in the middle of this. And I'm sorry I lied about the gun, but these guys were trying to help me because they didn't want you to know that I did it. And I'll be honest, it's not the first person that we've had to kill in this situation. And I'm not dealing with it great. And sometimes I do just laugh to make it happen. But
we've killed many people.
Yeah, Ron especially has tried to kill many people. I just need you to know that right now I love you. And I will talk to you about it once we're done with this Fortnite hellhole that we're currently in right now. And I know you're mad. And I expect you to be because, you know, everybody gets mad at their dad. But just know that for the next 12 hours or whatever it is, we have to get through this, and then we will talk, and you can ask me any question, and I will respond and tell you to do you straight.
Okay.
Sure. All right. Well, that's a good talk. Now let's get you a good suit.
No, I don't want a suit. I'm good. I'm fine.
All right.
Fine. He just walks out seemingly exactly as upset as he was before.
That's Daryl's sound. He knows he's not. He didn't do well. Well, bone that one up, Daryl.
Hey, man, it's you. You know,
Henry, were you right here listening?
Look, Daryl, all I was gonna say is, like, I get it. It's tough connecting with kids at these age, but I think you did good. So don't beat yourself up too bad about it. You know, he'll come around. You know, assuming we all make it out of this alive.
I appreciate that, Henry. I'll grill you up that carrot.
Hell yeah. But let's grill down after we get out
of
this mess.
I'm not going to say grill right now. I'm just saying.
But yeah, for sure. I appreciate that. Thank you, Daryl. Right.
When they come back, I'm sharing a cigarette with you. I'm like, yeah, no, if we see a half pipe, I'll show you.
Glenn, what the hell? Yeah, I know we're not. I go and I take this cigarette out of Yeet's mouth.
Oh, what?
Are
dude.
You fucking narc.
This is terrible for you.
You know what's terrible for me? All of this, he says, pointing at this.
And can I just say, pointing
at the cigarette helps me with the fucking edge.
Can I just say, Mr. Yeetley, sir, young man?
Bigley,
you should really be wearing a helmet.
Whoa.
The brain is the most important resource a young person has. It's how you form your connection with the world. And I know you do cool flips and tricks on your board, but you're not going to be able to do those tricks if you're eating your food through a straw because you biffed it on your board too bad, you know?
If you're so excited about smoking, why don't you go back to the jewel cutters zone?
Where do you think we started, they say, and they pull out jewels.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's tight.
Immediately begin to vape, and they're so goddamn cool, and they ignore everything that Henry just said to them. He just does
wear
a kick
helmet.
Yeah.
No.
You want to look like a fucking tool.
Glenn, I take safety very seriously, so don't push it, bucko.
You look pretty singed. Were you wearing a helmet for whatever the fuck happened to your whole thing?
Well, I didn't think I was. You know what, sir?
Gotcha. Gotcha.
You think you're real cool.
Oh, you got it. Gotcha.
I revoke my high five.
Oh, that's fine. I don't need
also,
it.
Also, helmets are lame, Glenn. Brett Favre, lame. I think not wore a helmet.
Huh? That's true. I don't know who Brett Favre is.
Tom Brady?
Maybe football is harming the youth of our country more than skateboarding ever did. I hold out for a fist bump.
So Grant definitely fist bumps you. He's like, that's why I play soccer. No tackling.
It's true. Although, actually, the headings, they find out that like doing headers repeatedly actually might have some similar effects.
Yeah, that's
Grant,
why I'm so
Grant
dumb.
Immediately, like, his eyes get bigger. I love doing headers.
maybe slow down on that, dude.
Okay, we are in the middle of a dangerous war zone, so let's table the soccer versus football versus vaping conversation for when we're out of danger, and let's figure out what our next move is here, everyone.
Okay. As you say that, someone is going to make a stealth roll. Okay, everybody do a perception roll.
A 20.
20?
Not natural 20.
I got a 19.
I got a 12.
I got a natural 20.
Jesus. Okay, so, I mean, basically everybody except for Ron, but, I mean, once they see it, you'll see it, too.
Ron gets advantage. He's on stilts.
Ron's on stilts and also is listening to everybody simultaneously. Ron is the NSA. You hear it before you see it. You hear big, heavy footsteps coming towards you, and you see somebody encased in a very large suit of armor. Even though you can see from the fists that are coming out of it and the head peeking over it that the person's not actually very big. They're just wearing a big thing of armor. And as it gets closer, you hear the same voice that you heard on the microphone, even though you can't make out the face. And he goes, "Doodlers, I've come for you."
That's what she said.
It's CERN. It's CERN. It's Lizard Boy Scales McStuffins. He's come to kill you. He hears you say that as he comes up. He's like, well, fucking Christ. I had a whole thing. I had literally a whole monologue that was going to like climax with me getting close enough for you to see that I was there. And I talk about like you eating your kid and all. But no, yeah, that's what she said. You nailed. Fuck you. And then he starts walking and he digs his hand to the ground, pulls out a very large rock, like much larger than anybody should be able to lift with one hand, and he fucking throws it at you.
I roll to see what type of rock it is.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Daryl Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Henry Oak, Beth May as Ron Stampler, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Glenn Close. Theme song and outro is All Right by Max and Waller. Thanks this week to Eric Schapolsky, Bryce Baker, and Ryan Peterson for the excellent submissions of names and items. Just one of the many perks you get as a Patreon supporter. Speaking of which, do you know VZBX, Ryan Blaney, Camden Matheny, Jackie Betts, or Devin Steen? I mean, they're Patreon supporters too. I'm not trying to guilt you or anything. I just think that these folks are pretty cool. Oh, sorry. What? Did you want to become a supporter of the podcast? Well, then take a gander over at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads where you too can chip in and help make this podcast possible. We just got back from a weekend of hard role playing and recording, and the canon prequel starring the dad's grandparents, which we're calling At the Mountains of Dadness, is in the proverbial can, ready to be edited. I'm really excited for everyone to hear this one because the Call of Cthulhu system and it being kind of a mini series really changed the gameplay and the way we approached it. And like me personally, I was not expecting just how tense and exciting the combat ended up being. It's very different. It's very cool. It's also very funny. We're going to try and get that out this month in time for Halloween, and something you can hear if you're a Patreon supporter at any level. So it's not too late. Patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Also, our stretch goal at 2,500 patrons has just been posted. I just got the phone with Henry Oak's producer, and he's putting together his geology raps. We're going to be releasing the Rocks Rock mixtape. So if you want to make that happen, patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. That's where you want to be. Dungeons and Dads on Twitter, bit.ly/dungeondads for that private Facebook group, r/dungeonsanddaddies for that subreddit, and bit.ly/dadgut, all caps, for the group transcription project. Thanks again for listening, folks. That next episode's coming at you October 15th. So until then, thanks for listening, and we'll see you then. There was a time when you could read between the lines. You know they never brought you down. Never brought you down. Did the sequels?
No.
The further we get into this conversation, the more likely it is that every single NPC is going to murder
Star Wars podcast. That's the one thing it won't be, Freddy.
Dungeons and Dads is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
How come none of these
moms I'd like to frame?
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Well, no, like activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom
even the
loves
friends.
Them. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Mint Mobile.
It is?
Oh, wait, we're
Ryan.
Back.
We're Ryan.
We love you. We missed you. We're sorry.
Take us back, Ryan. We may have stepped out on you in
international. I don't believe that Ryan has a cell phone, because he would have called back at this point.
Hey, listen, Ryan, you told me all about those overpriced wireless providers and how there's always a catch. Well,
and we got 5 tickets to a certain movie coming out pretty soon.
That's right. When I heard that Deadpool v. Wolverine was coming out, I called all my friends on their Mint Mobile accounts.
Oh, I was talking about Challengers. I'm so excited about that tennis movie.
I'm sure Ryan would love to watch it with you.
Yes.
I said to my friends, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I thought, what's the catch? But there isn't one, you fool. Mint Mobile secret sauce, they sell wireless service online, which means that they don't have retail stores. They don't have to buy those kiosks in malls, and they pass those sweet mall savings directly onto you. I have Mint Mobile on my phone. I duo queue it. I got multiple lines. It's great.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And by the way, I'm more often than not, honestly, my normal phone is kind of like not as good service.
How many phones do
you can have? Hey, modern phones allow you to put multiple.
Is Freddy stepping out on us with other podcasts?
Oh my gosh. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue
you. 20's calling on that other cell phone.
With premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month.
Freddy, we want you back.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan like me and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts.
Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/dungeons. That's mintmobile.com/dungeons. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/dungeons.
That was a great ad read, Daddy. Can you read it again?
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.